solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
If a black cat crosses your path, will it break your mother's back? Walk under a ladder and you'll be over the moon with this witchy episode of Wacky Superstitions. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Today is Witchy Wednesday.
Witchy, witchy.
It's the best day of the week. I'd like to introduce you to our podcast, which is called Good Witch, Bad Witch. And we are your witches. The Good Witch, Shelley Majors.
Howdy ho.
Over here, is the one that won't stop talking between all of us, is Daryl Brown, the Man Witch.
I'm your giddy witch.
Yes, he's so excited. Giddy. He just like has to just like get in there and be all excited.
I wait for this.
He does.
I wait for Wednesday to get here. You don't understand. The funny thing is, even when it's not Wednesday, I'm either watching the shows, listening to the shows, doing something. So it's like it's always Wednesday for me.
Yeah, every day. He definitely is the one who listens to the shows the most and goes over them and does the editing and does all the things. So
I like
yay
us.
You. And I am your bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi,
yes,
Lisa.
She is.
Hello.
Good introduction there.
Well, thank you. So today our episode is called Superstition. We are going to be talking about superstitions and what our superstitions are. I will start us out. I was thinking about it. I really apologize.
Again.
So, let me tell you a little story. Sometimes, all the time, we record two episodes at once. So if you listen to last week's, you know why I'm continuing to clear my throat. Because I laughed so hard, I think I blew a vocal cord. And so, that being said, I'm going to go back to what I was talking about. My superstitions, I'm going to tell you, I don't even know if this is a superstition. Okay, so it's looking up a bunch of superstitions. One thing that I do believe in wholeheartedly is that bad things happen in threes.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, why do you think that?
I don't know.
Because it always happens in threes?
Yeah, yes. Maybe it doesn't even do that, but you kind of feel like once it's three, it's over. Like if a celebrity dies, it's usually three people at the same time.
Okay.
Or within like three
within
days of each other.
Within a couple of days
other.
Of each other, yeah.
Well, do you think that good things happen in threes?
No, not necessarily. Just bad.
And there's so many things. So are you just sorting out the things that count as the three?
Yes.
I see.
I think that's why it makes it work.
Right. Because superstitions, I think the definition is they're illogical beliefs.
I would. Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make them not true. Just because
maybe
they're not logical doesn't mean that they're not always true.
But as far as like I was reading all of them and stuff, there's some that like they wouldn't be my superstitions, but
yes,
there's some I believe in and some I don't, which we'll talk about later.
Sure.
But I kind of started thinking about this when we were doing this. So I don't know if this is a superstition, so stop me or let me tell the whole story, but and then tell me that I'm wrong. But when I was a kid, when I would go to bed at night, I would say goodnight to every single one of my stuffed animals.
Aww.
And I thought that if I forgot one of them, that it would hurt their feelings.
Lisa, aww, that's so precious. That's like empathy.
Is
I don't know if that's superstition. I think that's just being a dumbass kid.
Oh.
But it's really so sweet that I can't even stand it. I love that so much.
I just didn't want it hurt. And so I try to think in my head. Like, I wouldn't go around the room and be like you. Good night, good night, good night, and to all of them, I would do it in my head while I was in bed, and then I would feel bad if I had forgotten any of them, and then I thought that they would be mad or be sad that I forgot them.
Maybe that is a superstition, because an illogical belief that you really believe to be true.
I did.
Oh,
so
that's so tender.
So that's
really
my
tender. Did they all have names?
I don't remember.
Or did you name them by what they were like? Good night, hippopotamus.
Yeah, maybe. I think so, because I feel like I had a lot of bears. Like,
good night,
like
little bull Barry.
And I like the blueberry. And good night, strawberry.
Speaking of bears, did you guys ever see the Saturday Night Live where the girl is at the club with all of her friends and her ex-boyfriend shows up? And anyway, they started out with like, hey, this is such a fun girls' night out. We went to the movies. That was great. And she's like, Paddington Bear was really a lot more aggressive than I thought. And they're like, no, that was Cocaine Bear. And
because
she was really dumb and she didn't know. Sidebar.
I'll have to watch that.
Did you know that the Cocaine Bear was a real true story, though?
Well, sure, because stuff falls out of airplanes all the time,
right?
That's
so funny, though.
Yeah. Did you ever see it?
No, I just read about it. And sadly enough, one of my favorite actors, Ray Liotta, was in it. That was the last thing he did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's been in great, great shows. But what a last... Your last show was this stupid-ass Cocaine Bear.
I don't know.
Bear.
Maybe he was superstitious about working with animals and turned out to be true.
Yeah.
Well, because he liked cocaine movies a lot. He did a lot of cocaine.
He did. There was a lot of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You guys aren't Office fans, right? The Office? No. You never watched it?
I watched this once in a while, yeah.
One of my very, very favorite lines on there is they ask Michael Scott, who is painfully unself-aware and really dumb, like, are you superstitious? Oh, no, I'm just a little stitious. It's so good. It's such a great line.
I love, it's so funny. It's funny that I think I've said this before, that I don't watch The Office with as much as I love Steve Carell and Ricky Gervais, who was the original... was he Michael Scott too? Were they both named the same?
I think so. I've never watched the British version.
I haven't. Well, obviously, I haven't seen either one of them. But
so
I think
good.
They both played Michael Scott, and they're two of my favorite actors.
Oh, they're so great.
Yeah.
So, all right. What do you guys have personal superstitions? Because we were just talking about this today, and I don't know if these are popular, but I hear other people talk about them. So it's not like we made it up. But where did it start that animals are harbingers or messengers of the dead? For instance, like some people say, oh, well, I was visited by a ladybug. And so that means that my mother-in-law was here, or a butterfly, which my grandmother-in-law that I never met was a thing. My dad is coming to me as magpies, those pretty blackbirds with the white chest.
Uh-huh.
And they do a lot of singing. Well, they're mostly chattering. They're like, and I'm like, that tracks, Mr. Talkie-Talkie. But, or do you just, because that person is missing, do you just start noticing it more? Because there are times when things show up, for instance, like my friend, you know, the Blairs, Eric Blair and all those, when their dad, Merrill, died, he was showing up as pennies in crazy places. Like, you would never, you know, you're going to see a penny on the ground every once in a while. But they were found, like, folded up in clean sheets from, you know, just that week.
Wow.
Or whatever. And he would just show up when he needed him to. So, in any case, whether it be a song or a penny or an animal or whatever, do you guys believe in that? And would you call that a superstition?
I would call it a superstition, yes. I don't necessarily believe in it. I do think that they show up more, or you're more aware of looking for your sign once you decide that that is your sign.
Sure.
Like when Daryl's mom passed away, he saw a whole bunch of yellow butterflies.
Oh.
And so kind
big
of a
monarch, the big butterfly. Yeah.
And attributed it to that. After my sister passed away, I kept finding dimes everywhere.
We find dimes everywhere.
And if you come to my house, you'll see that they're all over my house, because they'll be like at our feet. And so then I just put them up wherever I find them.
Wherever we find it, we just put it right back there. Because we don't want to vacuum it up or anything. But I mean,
it's
seriously,
just like right where we find it, we'll put it up.
Between the two of us, if you look around
our house, you'll see them. And I have them at the salon all over too. Is it a coincidence? Probably. Does it make me feel better? Absolutely. So
in a largely non-cash society, I think it's interesting. And, you know, and what's the harm of believing in that, that they're trying to say hello? But do you guys find it interesting? You probably already thought of this, but that your little sister, who was a little sister, is represented by the smallest coin.
I didn't think of that.
And, you know, I can't wait till one of my family members dies that's a $100 bill person. You know, that would freaking be awesome.
They're just falling out of the sky. They're saying, hello.
I probably will not just put it up somewhere.
I'm going to put it right before.
Yeah, I think that person would want us to put it in the bank.
I just hope I'm walking in.
Right.
Thank you, Uncle.
I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
I've heard a couple of very cute stories about cardinals coming to visit, which, it seems like almost any beautiful animal.
Yeah, well, today, this is really weird, because I've never, ever, in this neighborhood, ever seen one. And me and Shell's seen a blue jay on our back
beautiful.
Fence.
Which means?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
But we both, Shell goes, come here, look at this. And I looked, and it was, because we were talking about it yesterday, too, about blue jays or something, wasn't it? And sure enough, there was one sitting on our back fence.
I think that it probably means that Christopher Walken wants us to plant a blueberry bush.
A blue jay.
That's the superstition of it all.
But a blue jay.
Lisa has this weird crazy one. She sees squirrels on our back fence all the time. The big fluffy
that was a throwback from another show, yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Do you guys, so you guys, after, what was it? Two episodes ago when we did the Colorado sports one, we talked a great deal about a bunch of Colorado sports, college and major league, but they have, here's my question. Which sport do you think has the craziest and most amount of superstitions? Because they're all very superstitious.
Hockey and baseball.
Yes, I agree.
Baseball's got to be one of the biggest. I mean, everybody's got their own weird superstition. But yeah, hockey and baseball.
And baseball is one of the oldest, too, so they had more time to make up some wacky shit.
True.
But I do know of one baseball one that I just learned about this week, I think even before we wanted to do this show. But you know the expression, oh, we've got this in the bag.
Yeah.
So, like, you're, like, way ahead, you're cocky, we've got this thing won. Well, where that comes from, I believe this is correct, Michael Majors will tell me if I'm not, but you get a bag at the beginning of the game for your team, and it has, let's say, 72 balls in it, 72 baseballs or whatever, and let's say it's at the bottom of the ninth, and, you know, you're beating them 10 to 1 or something. And if it was a close game, they would go get another bag of balls if they were running out and the game was going to continue. But it's like, we have so many balls left in this bag. We have it in the bag.
Oh.
That's where that comes from.
Got it.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
You're welcome.
Nice.
So, if you guys listen to this podcast, which you are right now, I'm assuming...
and you're just feeling us.
We almost just got Moscow Mule all over us.
Must be.
But if you're like a what's the word I'm looking for? A dedicated listener, you know that my all-time favorite, like my all-time biggest crush boyfriend, love of my life, besides my husband, me, I mean, I love him too, but this is my biggest crush.
That was a half-hearted aside.
It's okay.
I just want everybody to know how much I really, really crush on this guy.
Okay.
So, it's Patrick Waugh, right?
Roy.
We all know.
Wow.
We call it, you guys say it right.
The Waugh movement.
Have a little respect.
Okay.
So, I always knew that he had... a lot of superstitions, but I actually found an article about it. So instead of taking my own notes, I'm just going to read out of the article.
Hooray!
So it says, Patrick Waugh had one of the strangest superstitions in all of hockey. Patrick Waugh is known for his play on the ice, a legendary goaltender in the National Hockey League. Waugh was dominant during his 19-year career that led him to a place in the Hockey Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 2006, voted in 2017 as one of NHL's top 100 players of all times. It's clear Waugh made an impact between the pipes. Waugh was also known for his superstitions, one of which may be the quirkiest ever in hockey. So Patrick Waugh was known for his superstitions on and off the ice. He was known to have some routine before the game, which this is not in the article, but his routines were he would eat steak and peas before every single game.
Creamed peas?
Just regular green balls. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's not that they should have asked me or had me written the article, but I didn't. But I knew that. But he was also known to have some of the same routines before the games. He was also known for never skating over the blue and red lines. Because he would, when he went to his goal, he would jump over them.
That's right.
And then when he would come back, he would do the same thing. But nothing compares to his weirdest one. Raw would always speak to his goalposts and stuff. So conversations took place before, during, and after the game. It's unclear what's stranger about this situation, the fact that he talked to him or the reason why. His reason, he said, was they're my friends, he said, and I thank them for being my friends. What exactly would he say to the goalposts? He would say, come on, guys, help me out. Before the game, I gave them directions. The goalposts are always with me. They talk back to me. Some nights they say, bing. But some nights they have bad nights, too. Yeah. And if memory serves, this is in the article, but from what I remember from my stalking, is that he would go out there and he'd hit both of them.
He'd tap inside. He'd be like,
yeah.
Did he have a thing, and it might have just been a physical tick and not a superstitious deal? Seemed like he had some sort of weird head bobbing deal, or is that just because he was sweaty and he wanted to get his hair out of his eyes?
So they called him the Goose. That was another nickname for him because he always went like this, like a goose would. But I think it was to try to get the sweat to go down out of his helmet and down his back or whatever and stuff.
So. Got
it. And Lisa's like, if I could have just been on his back, I could have dried him off.
I was asked to just lick it off him.
You know,
that was against hockey rules.
My wife, I took a sign one time to one of the Avs games. We were on the glass, and I said, Coach Waugh, will you please marry my wife?
I bet you guys were on TV 15 times.
Oh, God, it was so funny.
My grandson was so embarrassed, I thought he was going to die.
Please don't put that up.
That's
please don't
hilarious.
Do that.
If we didn't have such good seats, I think he would have probably walked away, but it was the best seats we've ever had in hockey. But we knew we were going to have such good seats, that's why he brought the
club. Of course.
It was pretty cute.
Patrick kept looking across the way going, oh, it's that crazy redhead.
Is that that lady who grabbed my butt?
When we do our show about reincarnation, you can come back as his helmet.
Or his underwear.
Either or.
Yeah, that'll be good.
So that's fine. Giving some spill during this? Should I tell my thing?
The sports superstitions and your superstitions, for sure.
This one I found was kind of interesting. The GOAT, I mean, basketball GOAT, not LeBron James, none of these other guys, I think they're a GOAT. Mm-hmm. Mr. Michael Jordan.
Oh my God. He's the greatest of all times of anything.
Yeah.
Bow down.
Yeah.
Bow down, yes. Michael Jordan, often acclaimed as the best basketball player of all times, wore his blue North Carolina basketball shorts under his Chicago shorts. Those were the...
Chicago.
It's... Chicago shorts.
So say again what he wore under. He wore the Carolina shorts.
Because they won a national championship. So he would wear those underneath his Chicago Bulls.
He had lucky shorts.
Yeah.
So he was double shorting it.
Yeah, Jordan believed the shorts brought him luck as they reminded him of where he started his journey in greatness.
That sounds so uncomfortable, but what a good
that's
idea.
A lot. That's a lot, man.
I'm chafing on my waistband.
I think little Michael got a little sweaty down there. Coach.
That's a lot of shorts.
Yeah.
That's but so interesting,
it's so
though.
Funny.
Well, and when you are that talented and skilled and just beyond belief that you. Actually have superstitions like that.
Yep.
Well, I couldn't possibly win unless I'm wearing six pairs of shorts.
Well, a lot of the baseball players won't change their socks the whole season or something like that, or when they're on a winning streak or something.
Oh, my goodness.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
And wasn't it also Kadri? How do you say his name?
Kadri.
Kadri. Yeah, what's his first name? You just made fun of me, so now you say it.
Yeah, you say it, Daryl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're saying Nazi Kadri. I'm like, gosh, wow.
It's Nazim, right? Is that how you say it?
I'm going to just...
All right. Anyways, the guy who Kadri used to play on our team, he used to take a shower between every...
Yeah, every period.
Every period.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Nazim. Is that how you say it? Nazim.
I don't know.
It's Nazim Kadri. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not wow. Nazim Kadri. Shelly goes, I don't even know the sport. What do you think?
I'm not going to pretend.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Then that's like another thing. Mike Tyson, when he boxed, he never wore socks. He walked in with his boxing shoes. He never wore socks because he thought it gave him more grip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a superstition, or is that just better play?
I think that was better play.
Okay. That could be a strategy superstition.
Yeah.
My superstition is if I am a woman who is covering hockey, is that I need to go into the locker room between every period just to make sure that it's okay.
Yeah, and lick the guys and make sure that they're taking showers.
Not just the one.
Are you taking...
just the nostrum costrum.
Are you taking your shower, Nazim?
I'm just here to help.
He's very handsome. I mean...
I'm sure.
There's so many handsome... And I think, I mean, again, not to get off on a tangent, but hockey does have the best looking... players.
I think there's lots of reasons for that because they're not Sallys. They don't lay down and have fake fouls.
Yeah.
You know, they work really hard. And they're, I think people are sexier when you respect them.
Yeah.
And I don't respect a soccer player right now because they're just, oh, I have a thumbnail problem, and it's whatever. And then also, because it seems like they, even though they have such a long season, especially when they're in the playoffs and stuff, the second season, they're the most charitable, it seems like. They're always at the children's hospital. They're always doing things at schools.
Well, and they're still the ones who dress up. Like,
yeah.
Well, no, they hold, and stuff.
That's the one thing I do like about the NHL. They do hold an old tradition. You have to show up to the rink in a suit.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the gnarliest, hardest working, sweatiest guys, and then they come in looking like $1 million.
Yeah.
And sorry, we're getting lady boners over here. We can talk about whatever sport you're into. Right? Superstitious in here. Right. I got the chill.
It's superstitious for me to. I don't even know.
Never.
I was
trying to not talk
funny.
About hot.
Okay. So, should we take a break?
No. I have one more sports
thing. My ladies off.
So, I don't watch sports all the time, and or hardly ever, to be honest with you. But if I am watching or listening to a playoff game of whoever that I'm into, I will never post while it's happening. And I know that tons of people do, especially if we're ahead and it's like, woo, way to go, Broncos or whoever I'm feeling like that day. I think that I'm super superstitious about that. It's like, I do not count my chickens until they're hatched.
I like that.
I don't care if the Avs are up 8 points to nothing. You saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, with these, some of these playoff games, there's still a lot of hockey left, as my friend Daryl Brown will say.
Yes, there is.
And so I never get cocky. I never, or I never lie down either and just say, well, that's it. What a good season. Because there's always time to come back.
Yeah.
So that's funny. I'm glad you said that, Shel. Okay, so my mother, who was the biggest Avs fan you could ever have met. I mean, her house was decorated inside Avs. Her house was painted Avs colors. Her car was decorated with Avs stuff. But if you called her, she wouldn't answer her phone during an Avs game. You know, but me and her would be talking like before a game. And if the face-off happened while we were talking, she goes, "We can't get off the phone." We would have to sit on the phone through the whole game and watch, you know, sit and talk.
But
what happened was, like, after the first period, if they were behind, like, the Avs were losing,
we have to hang up.
Yes,
but if all of a sudden...
But they're ahead, they'd have to talk through the next one.
Sure, because so the phone is what was making all these things happen or not happen.
We would talk and talk and talk. But, I mean, that's one thing I do miss about after the Avs games is I always have my mom to call.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's a really good one.
You can call me.
Well,
are you getting choked up?
Yeah.
When
we won the Stanley Cup, I just lost it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go upstairs, and then we had company over, and I came downstairs, and the company goes, what's wrong with him? And Lisa goes, you don't understand. This is huge to him right now.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go upstairs. He had to talk to his mom for a bit and come downstairs. But no, it's just like I said, so that was our kind of superstitious thing. And my mom was very superstitious about a lot of things. We'll get into that the other part of the show. But yeah.
And it's that time of the year. You could have gone outside and seen a yellow butterfly.
Yeah. I'm sure I will.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, these are great ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there's that. And we're coming on back with more superstitions.
Bum, bum.
Witches, welcome back to the meat of the show. While you guys were gone and we took a little break, we were talking about Blue Lagoon because our dog's genitals are right next to each other, but they're taking a nap, so they could accidentally be frisky, but they're also kind of like brother and sister. So it made me think of a joke that I just made up. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
What do you call a really depressed bean? A blue legume. Ah, so good. That's not a superstition.
But that was a pun.
It was a pun from the last show.
Okay.
It was a made-up pun.
Yeah.
But anyway, your dogs are really cute. So look on the Patreon and on the Facebook page, Good Witch Bed Witch Podcast Group, for pictures of our
dogs.
Pictures
of the puppies.
That's right. So Lisa has a bunch of superstitions that she wants to talk about. And then we're going to see if we believe in them or not. And she's got feelings and opinions. You ready?
Okay. It's the meat of the show. Here's the thing. When I was doing this research, So Shelley had asked us to write down superstitions we believed and we didn't believe. I don't necessarily believe in any of them, but I do practice them.
Oh.
So, and you'll understand.
Like,
what,
just to be safe?
Okay. I guess so.
I understand.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. So it's funny because, like, if you break a mirror, is it bad luck? I believe that I do not break mirrors just in case you.
To check your fate.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't break mirrors because I'm so good looking. I'm just like, hey.
I also don't like to cut myself.
I like to clean up broken stuff. Yeah.
True. Yeah. So I think that it's so. Do I believe it? And I don't think it gives you 7 years bad luck, but I definitely don't do it.
Right.
What if you had seven years of bad luck and your mirrors are all fine?
I don't know.
Not just related?
I don't. Yeah. No. That's something to ponder.
Things aren't going very well for me. What am I going to blame it on? Reflective surfaces.
Just throw shit down.
That's why I'm broke.
It can't be my fault.
No. Yeah. It's that damn mirror.
So walking under ladders, don't do it.
I don't mind that at all.
You will walk under a ladder?
Actively.
No, really? See, I was in construction and I never did it.
No, I don't do it.
If it's in my way and I have no other option, I'm not going to be a weirdo and go all the way around the building or whatever. It's just like, if I have to get somewhere and the ladder's there, it bothers me not one bit.
I definitely would not.
Nope, I don't do it.
No.
Wow, you guys
and
are...
And not because...
Of the superstition?
Of the superstition, more because I'm afraid something's going to fall on my head.
Well, I learned that from a hard lesson. Remember when I got cracked in the head with that nail gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's always going to be paint.
Oh, sure.
I have such amazing hair.
You do.
Lisa watched too much Looney Tunes.
I was going to say, she's living in a cartoon. Apparently. Walking under the ladder.
But yeah, I will not walk under a ladder.
Pepe Le Pew lands on your head.
Do you knock on wood when you...
That's a
loaded question.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that is a great one. Of course. Yeah.
Totally.
I say it all the time and I do it.
Uh-huh.
Do I believe that it does anything?
Yeah. What's
Not
it?
Really.
Where did that come from?
But I do. I do it, right?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what the origins of that was because that was my job
to
look up.
I seen it today. I looked it up. I seen it, but I didn't write it down because I figured you guys would have it, but okay.
Yeah.
But you say it when you don't want to jinx something.
Yeah.
Like, things are going really well. Yeah.
Well, the thing that always gets me is when people knock on their head and I'm like, oh.
It's kind of silly. But
yeah. Come on, Pinocchio.
What do you
exactly
like you, yes.
A lot of times I'll be like, knock on metal.
Uh-huh. You know, knock on laminate.
Yeah. Whatever. Just that's like because I think I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
Right. And stuff. Not even that funny.
No, but no. You knock on whatever's nearby.
Okay. So I bless a sneeze. If
sure.
somebody sneezes, you say, God bless you. It's almost just inherited in your brain.
Yes.
Where you're just like, you have
and
to say it.
Wasn't that because they said when you sneeze, your heart stops for a second?
I thought that it was like you were being invaded by evil spirits or something.
I don't
know. Because we didn't know jack shit, yesterday.
Yeah.
But from some of these that I was seeing, a lot of superstitions stem from... religions and, you know, Renaissance time, medieval times or whatever, because we didn't know anything.
Right.
But I'll even, I can be in the store and somebody can sneeze in produce and I can be in the candy aisle and I'll still say, God bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, it isn't I think that this is going to save you from evil spirits. To me, it's just being polite.
I think so, too.
It's like, you're probably not feeling great because either you're sick or you had a tickle or you have allergies.
Right.
So... Just know that a stranger cares about you.
Yeah.
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 It's
no, totally. Yeah.
And it hurts nobody.
Exactly. It's
exactly.
a very nice thing to
give me a bless you. And in the movie Singles with Brittany Fonda. What the fuck is her name?
Bridget.
Thank you.
Brittany Spears Fonda.
Oops, I did it again. All she wanted was a little bless you from Matt Dillon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they finally did it. And that was
and
a huge success.
Love.
They were in love.
Yep.
What did Caden say to you that one time? When you go, you said, God bless you. I didn't God bless you.
No, he goes, I said, God bless you. And he goes, that wasn't a bless you, Lala. That was a furt.
A furt.
I was love that.
Okay.
What was the Friends one when, no, it was Seinfeld, when they sneezed.
Oh, you're and so, so good looking. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, too. They're like, why do people say God bless you? And so they just kept saying that instead. That so never, so that, I guess that did take over for a little bit, but not as
much. Not forever.
Yeah.
That's okay. A good one.
So, find a penny, pick it up. You'll have good luck, yes?
Yeah.
I pick up pennies.
But now it has to be different, lay in different ways, right?
If it's heads up, it's good luck.
If it's heads down, leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
I didn't know that. This is too much brain power for me.
Sorry.
But now the homeless like, I don't give a shit. Penny.
Do you put it in your mouth?
The homeless have no good luck. They must be just picking up the wrong ones.
It has nothing to do with homeless or anything. I will pick up change no matter where it is.
Too.
You know, I don't give a crap.
Yeah,
it really depends. I don't think I'd pick up a coin in the bathroom.
Oh.
I don't think I'd pick it up, like, in the gutter, like, if it was under, like, a mossy...
Unless it was a golden ticket.
How would you see if it's under something mossy?
Because it's shiny.
It's going, we're selling our plasma for Pete's sake.
I see, that penny under that moss. What the heck are you doing, Lisa? Where does my wife go?
That day I was in the swamp, and I got all those dollars.
I don't understand where she hangs out.
Daryl, I brought home 35 cents from the bayou. I can bring home the nickels. Fry them up in hell.
Oh my. Okay, so we'll all
wash
pick up
off the mossy.
So we're all agreeing that we pick up chains because we're broke and not because we think we're going to get good
under
luck,
moss,
right?
I take that to heart from now
if
on.
If I pick up that's coins, it's not because of luck. Yes.
If you spill salt, do you throw it over your shoulder?
I do.
I do too.
I do too.
Okay.
Which shoulder does it need to be?
It's the right shoulder.
I think it's the left.
Oh, we're going to have to look that up. Yeah. We may have been doing it wrong the whole time.
You've screwed up.
No, wait, hold on.
I would say it's 2-1, though.
Oh, people be like, she's a salty witch. She's spilling it, sprinkling herself with it.
The people like behind me are like,
she's kind of salty and mossy.
Okay, what about opening umbrellas and doors?
I didn't ever understand that one, but my grandma was a big, and my mom too.
Uh-huh.
You know?
It's a thing. I think it's bad luck. I don't do it.
I don't have an umbrella.
Because why would you?
Well, because this is the thing. You wouldn't open any door because then you open it and you can't get through the door. You're trying to get through the door and you get stuck. So you just open it outside.
It has nothing
to do with superstition.
She was in theater, so she's probably like...
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I do not do that.
I just have no reason to open an umbrella inside. Well, if one came open in my hand while I was indoors, living in Colorado most of my life, I don't know that I've owned a umbrella.
I don't think that heavy either.
But if I did and it opened inside, I would be just fine with it and I would sleep like a baby.
Right. I'm with you.
Okay. What about stepping on a crack?
I don't want to break my mama's back.
I actively skip them my whole life, but it's not because I really think my mother's back is going to break.
It
will.
Really? You just step?
We have a big crack.
How is Patty's back feeling, Lisa?
She's fine. I don't know. She has bad knees. I don't...
Because she's kind of stepped on
one foot. You know why she's got bad knees? Because nobody blesses her when she sneezes.
She just told me that she has osteoporosis. It's because Daryl's been stepping on cracks.
Probably.
It's not my fault.
It's my fault. I'm sorry, Mom.
No, mm-hmm. You break the back if she is your biological mother. If it's a mother-in-law, it's osteoporosis.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. I'm sorry, Mom. It's Daryl's fault.
Scoliosis is if you, like, jump over it and then jump back.
Oh, good to know. I just didn't know all those.
It's just science.
Okay. Those are the ones that I do.
Okay. I had most of those, and that was fabulous.
Yeah.
So, good job. Let me see. Oh. What is the deal? I think that dogs have superstitions, too. Why do they turn around in circles 3 times before they lay down?
They're crushing the leaves.
Okay, so it's not a superstition. That's also
science. No, it's wild. It's from when they're in the wild.
You guys crapped up my dreams.
Damn it, sorry. You want some moss with that?
Oh, my God.
My mom had a weird one, and I never understood this one, and she always yelled at my kids when we'd be at her house if they went out the front door and came in the back door.
What is that?
She was like, do not go in and out of the...
She would get so mad.
She goes, if you go out the front door, come back in the front door. Do not come into my... come in my back door. That didn't sound good.
That is exit only, my friends. That is like the comic strip Family Affair, where they would have the little one with little Billy that would do his little tracks mm-hmm. all the way around the house, and he would go on the playground and do whatever. And that's where that comes from.
I loved Family Affair.
Wasn't it cute?
It was Family Circle.
Thank Family you. Affair. Family Affair had Buffy the scary little doll.
Because it was called Family Circus, and then they got sued by the magazine. So then that's why they called it Family Circle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That little girl, Dolly, had red hair. And we have one, I think one of the single panel ones on our fridge, that I think she's sitting on Santa's lap. And she's like, I can't help it. I have red hair.
Aww.
And I know, so that's my excuse from here on.
My mom and dad had on their refrigerator forever, I don't know if they still do, but they did for a long time, a Family Circle that had a picture of the whole family when they were younger and then when they were older. Yeah. And the parents said, I haven't gotten any older. How did they?
Oh,
it kills me every time I
see it. Well, and it's perfect because now we get it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, my goodness. We still are really good looking.
Though. Well, I mean... We have a 40-year-old daughter. I'm like, whose kid are you?
That's unbelievable.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with superstition. But this is what we do, guys. This is what we do. I ran out because you had all mine.
Okay. Well, here's ones that I don't believe in whatsoever.
Okay. I like your... Where are you going?
Wishing on a star.
Oh, I totally believe in that.
You believe it's going to come true. If you wish on a star, that whatever you wished for came true. What have you wished on that has come true?
You are being really aggressive about it.
She's stomping on your dream, Shell.
I think, what's the harm? I think it's really sweet. I think it's cute for little kids to believe. And I do it almost knee-jerk if I see the first star of the evening. So, yeah.
How about, do you guys remember, how many birthday wishes did you ever get?
That's on my thing, too.
I'm sorry.
Do you believe in to say a wish after you blow out your candles?
I wish that had never been a tradition where you just spit all over your cake.
I just kept wishing no more candles would keep coming on my damn cake.
But as you get older, the wish becomes like, I wish every day was like this. I wish that we would all be healthy and together and all this other stuff. At least that's what mine are. Yours are probably like, I just want a hot Swedish girlfriend. I don't know if that's Lisa, not Daryl.
Yeah.
Are you asking, do we think as grown-ups, if you blow out the candle, that your wish will come true? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you still make a wish when you blow out your candles?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you?
How about...
I get done.
How about that? That was another one, too, with a dandelion when they're make a wish when you blow that thing.
That's a great one, Daryl.
I was like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done it. It blew back in my mouth.
I wish I wouldn't have done it. I gave my neighbors weeds and they hate me. I like that. I think that's really sweet.
I did it when I was a kid. I mostly liked to do it because I like to see them fly, not because I was wishing on it. But, okay.
Great one.
Do you believe that if you get pooped on by a bird, it's good luck? That's a thing. It's a superstition.
It really is.
I am chock full of luck. I'm getting shat on over and over again this spring.
Really?
My body, car, all of it. I park under a tree.
Their house up in Evergreen.
Oh, goodness.
You guys are so lucky up there.
You're so lucky.
Okay. So many poops.
Do you believe in horseshoes?
Oh, I like it as an expression and as a symbol. And I'm sorry, Daryl.
No.
I think we both started talking at the same time. But we have friends that are lucky unreasonably so, even though they make terrible decisions. And I like that expression. Oh, they have a horseshoe up their ass.
Yeah, I think that's funny.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say almost the same thing. I'm like, is that really a thing with the old horseshoe? Or do you up the ass thing? I like
it. I wonder where that came from, where they became a lucky symbol. Because not lucky for the horse.
No.
You're going to nail metal shoes on my hooves.
Well, or maybe that is really lucky. It doesn't hook. It doesn't
hook. It's like this, right?
To make you
isn't their bottom of their hooves more like
your... Yeah, it's like a nail.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt them
and
when they
get...
And
it grows very fast, and they have to carve it off a lot.
So it's just like a fingernail is their hoof.
Yeah. All right, we're horse advocates now.
There's no feelings there.
I used to work at a horse farm.
All right, you're the leader of the horseshoe making convention.
I'm just saying that it doesn't hurt the horses to put on a horseshoe.
Okay.
It actually helps them.
But so, to find one...
It's like their shoe.
If you find a horseshoe, that's good luck. Or
no, with the way you hang it.
You hang it so the luck doesn't run out.
If you hang it upside, like a U-shaped, then your luck stays in there. If you put it like this, your luck's going to run out.
So it's like horsey feng shui.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And I don't believe in it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Do you believe in beginner's luck?
Yes, very much so. You played poker with me.
Ever? And Rocky Miller can contest to this. I lost my ass at a poker game one night with him. And, I mean, it was up to, like, $200-some this pot.
Right, in the 90s.
I didn't even know the game I was playing. We were, you know, this is back when cocaine was fun. But I got a good hand. And Rocky looks at me and goes, if you lose this hand, you have to pay all that money twice. Because we were playing double or nothing.
Oh.
But if I won, I got that. But, you know, so I laid down the hand, and he goes, okay, that's it. The party's over. He won. Uh-huh. He's going home. And I mean,
I think they just felt sorry for you.
I remember that because he was like, because I kept staying in. And Rocky goes, dude, you're losing. Why are you staying in? And I had no money.
Yes. That's the same reason that I believe in it. It seems like
IOUs.
Yes. But when you're dumb and just get lucky and figure it out or whatever. And when we would always play dice at Laddie's, it was kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, you don't even know what's happening. And like, all of my dollar bills have 800 zeros on them. I don't know what to tell you. It's just lucky.
But I've seen her sit down at a game and she, you know, card game back in the day, and you'd win big.
Lisa's really good at games anyway.
But I'm just good.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with luck.
Okay, so these are the ones you don't believe in and you're standing by.
I do not believe it.
Okay.
Do you believe in chain letters?
No. See, that one's a weird one.
I don't either.
Yeah. You know, our grandparents and stuff were really into that type
of... Well, now it's on social media. It went from to emails to social media. It's just like, well, if you really care about me, you're going to, you know, copy and paste this and whatever. And I'm like, no, if you really cared about me, you wouldn't ask me to do stupid tasks that don't affect anybody.
Yeah.
And I hate you for even asking.
And no, I'm not putting anything blue from my pictures onto your wall and then you're going to pick a color for me.
Yeah, don't give me another job. No. I'm reading this for pleasure. I'm scrolling.
Yeah, good for you. Okay. The last one is one that I never heard of, but I don't believe in it. If you toast with water, it's bad luck.
What?
Oh, like do a toast, like a cheers.
Yeah, like here's to blah, blah, blah.
I have heard that. I've heard you don't toast with or cheers with your left hand or an empty glass. Mm-hmm. There's tons of superstitions about cheers, and good job, Lisa, and I believe in all of them.
You do?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, it's just people after cheers with my left hand. New Year's Eve, falling. What'd you cheers with? Water.
The floor.
That's all I got.
That was a good one.
Those were good ones.
Cheersing. Mazel tov and all that. So, that brings me to the thing with the cheersing. Wedding ones. So, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Do you believe in that?
I did all of it for my wedding.
I think it's really sweet.
I think it's more traditional than superstition.
Yeah.
I just liked it because it didn't think that it made or broke. I mean, obviously, it worked for me.
Right.
How'd that work for you?
Ouch.
It's fine. This is the last day of our friendship. That's okay.
I'm laughing hysterically and almost because I'm like, feel bad I said it.
It's a little knifey, but that's all right.
So it's now.
Fine.
She just hit her. Apologize.
I'm sorry.
This was kind of cool. I mean, being a father and of course having four daughters, but with Shannon, I didn't get to do it with. Megan or Amber, I don't think they had the tradition, but put the penny in the shoe.
Yes.
Yeah, and I got to do that for Shannon. I thought that was...
That's nice.
That
was,
I didn't know that. I didn't have that.
I think it's for prosperity or something, but I'd heard of that one too. I think I had that in one of my seven weddings.
My mom gave me a blue beret.
She had a nickel and two pennies.
That Lisa got from the bayou.
Under some moss. Get it straight. No, my mom gave me this little... You remember those berets when you were little kids that were like plastic?
Yep.
She gave me a blue one because she couldn't find anything else, and I put it on my bra.
Oh, that's
I remember that.
It was on... It was sick...
I choked on it.
Yeah, I put it in my mouth, chewed on it a little. No.
Do you remember what your something borrowed, something old and new was?
I don't. I'm pretty sure she gave them all to me, but I don't remember what they were.
That's
I'm gonna
really
have
nice.
To. I have a book that tells everything.
Sure.
I'll have to go back to that. All I really remember was the blue. And
it's
the
such a
barrette.
Whirlwind time.
It is.
It's crazy. You guys saw It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when they start that bank that helps people that are, you know, the lower middle class or whatever to get houses and giving them loans and everything, they would come when they were moving into the house and bring them a loaf of bread, a bottle of wine, and salt. And that all meant something, and I don't know what it is.
Okay.
So look it up. You do the work.
Why did you even ask us? Yeah.
But it's like, this is the ones for partying. The bread is for soak up
so you don't get a hangover. And the salt for is for the rim of the glass for your Bloody Mary the next morning.
I don't know, but it was really sweet. It was like prosperity and also, so you always have something to eat, so you always have spice in your life.
Oh,
that's what the deal was with the salt. The wine was just because, like,
the wine's wine. Like, a, so you always have a good time.
Forget you got to pay your bill next month.
Right. Hey, and the water's unfiltered. You got to drink something with your bread.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay, then that's that.
You sure?
Those are the superstitions.
That was fun.
We'll come back with what you're talking about, guys.
All right. All right.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening and coming back and listening to the rest of it. I don't know why I said that like it, you shouldn't. Because
thanks
it was
for actually, finishing things.
Yeah. Thanks for getting this done. Our next segment's called What You Talking About, and we talk about stuff that's just like
anything
in the news. It could be important to us. It could be funny. It, whatever it is, it caught our eye. Or our ears. Or
human interest.
Yeah, there you go.
A water skiing squirrel.
Shelly said she had a really good one, so I'm going to let her go first.
Okay, this is why I think it's so good. This is my what you're talking about. I've had better. I've had worse. But A, it's from a new source called UPI, Odd News, UPI.com, which sounds like a urinary tract disease, but it isn't. It's UPI.
That's so funny. Mine's from UPI, too. I wonder if it's the
what?
Same
one.
What?
Yeah. Is it a world record, Lisa? No.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's a world record.
Interesting.
Okay, yeah.
So if you have listened to the show many, many times, a lot of times our what you're talking about is about crazy Guinness Book of World Record stuff. We're all very interested in it, and there's always new categories, and people are doing kooky things. So this article was written by Ben Hooper, which is hilarious, because this is the title. Contortionist and Hula Hoop Performer team up for human belt record. If you don't know what a human belt is, that's when a person wraps their person around another person like a human belt. But while this is happening, what else is going on, you ask? Somebody's hula hooping with a human belt on them.
I love
What's
it.
The deal?
I call that the Jerry. Python.
We're going from walking to Seinfeld.
What is the deal? So, a contortionist and a hula hoop performer teamed up in Britain to break an unusual Guinness World Record involving a human belt. Liberty Barros, which, by the way, that's a real name and I love it, a dancer and contortion expert, wrapped herself around the middle of hula hooper Miriam Amazie Oluwiola's body to break the record for the most double arm hula hoop rotations with a human belt in 30 seconds. Now, if you guys didn't know that that was a record to be broken, now you do. Barros held onto her own feet while wrapped around Oluwiola's waist, creating a human belt. Oluwiola was then able to perform 79 double arm hula hoop rotations,
what?
Surpassing the goal of 45 set by Guinness World Record.
Oh, they knocked it out of the park.
Doubled it almost. I gotta breathe. This is too exciting. Barros then attempted a second record for the most splits in 1 minute. She managed to get in and out of the position 42 times in 1 minute, breaking the record of 30 splits in 1 minute. She did it 42 times, you guys. So not only is she a human belt, she can split like nobody's business.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to ask my friend Amy Macias to beat that record.
Here's my
Is she bendy?
Here's my question.
Please.
Whilst she was being a belt,
yes,
was that hula hoop just knocking her in the face the whole time?
Like, so, did she have protected goggles?
Let me give you a visual.
Okay.
No, so it's not a traditional hula hoop around the waist.
Oh.
She's doing double hula hoops, one on each arm.
Like this.
And the arms are raised to the sky.
Got it.
So, so the omalaya. Uh-huh.
So she's just squeezing while she's down here.
Yes. So hula hoop arm lady, double hula. Hula, 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 hula. And then 79 rotations, you guys. Well, she just has a human being wrapped around her waist. And then wrapped around her waist, girls is like, I got this all day long. I'm just a belt. Down on camp. And then I'm going to do a bunch of splits. And, okay, if you're going to do the splits, there's the sideways and the long ways.
Yeah.
Are one of them Russian?
Sure.
Okay, so she's doing...
I don't know which one's which.
I don't know either. It doesn't matter. She did all the splits. World records. That's what I'm talking about.
I would have
been
a lot more impressed if it would have been around her waist.
That's what I was thinking.
But, you know, like I'll give it to her.
The gals just taking it on the nose.
Here's my imitation of what that would have sounded like. Ow. 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 Ow.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow.
Yes, I like it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, then I'm going to go next since mine's from UPI, too.
UPI!
So this is said...
Around the world.
It's written by the UPI staff. I guess
the
there was
staff.
The whole staff.
Oh.
I guess there wasn't one person. They just all ganged up on this
and did together it together.
I bet Ben Hooper was involved somehow.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's on the staff, you know.
He is.
So my world record is Ghana man hugs 1,123 trees in an hour for the world record.
How on earth?
I'm telling you, it was April 26th.
He didn't mean those hugs.
Yeah, he did. A Ghana man studied forestry in Alabama, set a world record for the most tree hugged in an hour when he hugged 1,123 trees at Tuskegee National Forest.
Mm. I think they're using the word huggy loosely.
Well, there's pictures.
All right.
But I can't say his name. Abubakara Tarahiru. He's 29.
There's a lot
Let's
of
just
syllables.
Call him AT.
Okay.
Became interested in nature's conservation while growing up in the farming community in Tipa, Ghana. He is presuming a master's degree in forestry at Auburn University. The record attempt required that AT wrapped both of his arms around each tree in a closed embrace without causing any damage to any of the trees. No trees can be hugged more than once, requiring AT to move quickly between each hug. AT was fasting for Ramadan at the time of his record, which presented another challenge. You guys, he was hungry.
I'm so hungry. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to eat your bark.
He wanted to eat the bark, and he was a little, like, dizzy.
I'm imagining there's chafing.
Got a little sap going on here.
And apparently when you're in Ramadan, you can't drink. Not being able to drink water throughout the attempted posed a significant challenge, especially given the physical exertion it required. That's what he told Guinness Book of World Records. However, this also provided to be helpful in a way. There was no need to pause for water breaks. Guys,
sure.
Well, yeah.
He didn't need them. He didn't need to pee.
Didn't
have any water. Yeah.
Nope. And he didn't have a gut or anything getting in the way of the hug.
Nope.
He's just like, I'm
He's
all
pretty
close.
Skinny guy if you see the pictures.
I bet.
Allowing me to continue to attempt uninterrupted from start to finish. Averaging 19 trees per minute, he easily surpassed the minimum requirement of 700 trees to establish the world record.
Damn.
The record raised awareness of the importance of trees in environmental conservation.
Lisa, that was great. Now, the way that you put it at the end, I think I could hug 19 trees per minute if I was skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it depended on how close they are together.
And it depends on the tree. Are we talking aspens or sequoias?
You know what? In his picture, I will, again, post this on Facebook.
You're not doing it in the redwood forest.
Yeah, because you can't put your... there were several different kinds. So there were some big ones and some really little ones. Do you see?
Oh, he was a non-discriminatory.
Yeah, he likes all the trees.
Look at his face. So
he's cute as a dickens.
He is so happy.
He's only 29 is why. They're all cute at that age.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that's my... what you're talking about.
Good on you, dude. Yeah. That's really sweet.
Yeah, so much better than last week's sad one.
Oh.
My witch wasn't sad.
Mm.
You've got variety.
I do.
I like what you're talking about.
Thank
what you talking about, Darryl?
Yeah.
Well, What I'm talking about today is we had a little thing called, you know, superstition things come in threes, this and that.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Mine is, when did people start throwing hats on the ice after somebody got a hat trick?
Oh, and why did they call it a hat trick?
Yes.
I like this.
It says, though there's evidence of them being used in the 1930s, NHL newspaper game story says, the Hockey Hall of Fame says the expression took hold when a Toronto store owner, Taft, began a promotion gimmick of offering free hats to any player scoring three goals.
Okay, so it's called a hat trick.
Yeah, so this guy that made hats was like, if you score three goals, I'll give you free hats.
Yes.
Because back in the day, folks, people used to dress up to go out to events.
Yeah.
And they would wear suits, and they looked nice. So to get a free hat, you know, when you left, it doesn't...
Cool. I was thinking baseball caps.
Right, me too. Yeah. Me too, but he's right. They were fedoras or bowlers or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so he would offer free hats to the players and this and that, so... That's how everything came about when they would do it. So then I think...
So the people were like, I'm going to get a new hat anyways. I'm just going to throw this old one.
No, they offered it to the players.
Oh.
If they got a hat trick.
Okay.
Oh.
Offering free hats to any player who score three goals.
Got it. Yeah.
So then...
They're motivated.
They're like, bam, I want to score this. So...
It goes back to why they're all dressed up before the game. Right. Mm-hmm. They want to show off their new hat.
But hold on here.
Okay.
Oh,
he's got more than he's talking about.
You know, when you screenshot something, it's not going to go back to the original story.
It's a story of our lives. It's a podcaster's curse. It's a superstition I have that is actually real.
Exactly. Thank you, folks.
A picture of a link isn't always a link. Yep.
Okay. It says, so the tradition said to begin among fans in the NHL Hockey League in the 1950s. When several conflicting legends from a Canadian cities, Toronto, Montreal, and Guadalupe?
Guadalupe.
Yeah.
Guadalupe, what's Canada.
I don't know where you're even at. Oh, let me look. Okay.
Right there. What's that say?
That says Guelph.
So it's French. Yeah, Guelph.
Guelph.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. French-Canadian. Yeah. Of various hat makers offering free hats to players who scored a hat trick in the 1944, blah, blah, blah. But that's kind of a cool idea.
That's awesome. It explains a superstition and or a tradition. And I wanted to, if I may, add on to that. That was also true in bowling, where they offered really good bowlers turkeys after they got three strikes in a row.
Did they really?
No, I don't fucking know.
I almost kind of believed you.
Here's a hat. No one is going to take it.
But... Do you know in lacrosse, if you score four goals, do you know what that's called?
No.
It's called a sock trick, and people will throw socks.
No way.
Bullshit. Yes.
No, it's true.
Okay.
That's horse shit. It's bullshit and horse shit and duck shit.
I'd rather throw my sock than my hat. I'm not going to lie.
Hats are expensive,
man. If I was at a hockey game, I would pretend, and put it under my shirt. Because I paid a lot, and I like my hats. The hats that I get are not just nilly-dilly.
Right. Not willy-nilly or dilly-dilly. Right. I think. Maybe you should bring a disposable hat if you're going to go to a really skilled game.
So you never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
Yeah. No, it's called a sock trick.
A sock trick.
I'm going to start throwing socks.
And it's funny because I've watched some lacrosse games, and they play, and people are throwing socks out. Yeah.
Okay. I only went to one lacrosse game in my life, and it was actually really exciting. Yeah. I did not know the sock thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was a bunch of turkeys walking around wearing socks and hats. There was accessorizing and poultry.
That wasn't a lacrosse game. That was a mixture of a hockey, lacrosse, and bowling tournament.
Those are my favorites. It's a trifecta.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
in the Olympics now. It's a long day.
It is. Yeah. It's a triathlon.
Yes, perfect.
I think they ought to put that in the Olympics.
They should. It's going to start this year. I'm pretty sure. Okay.
And turkey bowling.
Hockey bowling and lacrosse.
Yeah.
What do you wear?
Well, you know what? That'll come out at the Olympics.
It will. It'll be a beautiful. It's going to be bright.
It is.
Yeah.
Like neon, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, get back to... Listen next week when we'll tell you what to wear at the... Turkathon.
Seriously, if you have somebody wearing razor-sharp skates...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And a bowling ball. What could go wrong?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
What on
with
earth?
Socks.
On a horse.
Right.
Oh, wait, that's polo.
That's the polo one.
Shelly.
That's the hockey polo. I feel sorry for the horse when they're trying to get him to go with the kicking him with the kick.
I hate when they put skates on horses. I think is totally...
That's just a superstition.
It is. Yeah. Okay.
Poor horses look like Bambi.
I did not sign up for this. They were wearing lucky horseshoes.
That's why.
I liked my other job better, running around in a circle to win something. I got roses at the end, at least.
Yeah, right. And won. Milk. Okay. We will be back with the wow.
The wow.
Wow.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh yeah, he's the man witch. Oh yeah.
Wow. Very wow.
I'm my clothing.
Guys, we are back and we're having the wow moment. I got my girls a giggling.
My superstition is if you spit on your outfit, it's going to be a good show.
Hell yeah. And I got Lisa. This has been the best two recordings. I love my wife's laugh and I love what she laughs.
What's wrong with my laugh?
Your laugh is.
It's like a titter.
Too poor Shelly.
I love
both your wows, but
our wows.
She does have a delightful laugh, and she almost wet herself last time, and it was great.
Okay, so yeah, guys, we're back. It's the wow moment, and I think we're all fired up for this one, as you can tell.
Woo.
Okay, so who would like to wow us first?
I'll go first, just because mine again is not the greatest. I don't know. I usually have stuff that's very, very like light and animal-y. But this one, it just caught my attention, and I figured that I needed to talk about it. So my well of wisdom is animals, and I've just been seeing a lot of stuff on the interweb and on like TV shows. That people like, it's not a new trend, but I think more people are seeing it now because we have so much access to cell phone videos and ring doorbells and all that kind of stuff. Anyways, it's been a lot of people posting about people who are just dumping their dogs and like just letting them out of the car and then driving away. And these dogs are running after their owners.
I seen that one the other day.
Yeah, because they cannot, like, there was one that the dog actually ran for miles and miles and miles. And whenever the people were stopping at the, at a stoplight or whatever, the dog was trying to get back into the car. I can't even tell you how much this breaks my heart. And I mean, I would assume if you're listening to our podcast, you're not one of those kind of people. But I just don't understand. If you don't want your animal, bring it to a rescue or a shelter. Even if it's a kill shelter, let it go humanely. But how dare you give this dog, just let it go.
Drop it right in the middle of the street or anything. Yeah.
I mean, I understand that there's reasons. I guess I don't. I don't understand why there's reasons why people rehome their pets. I've always felt like if you make a commitment to something, that's your commitment forever.
You don't rehome your kids.
No. And, well, some people do, though.
No, it's
some
called,
people
give
them to their grandparents or give them up for adoption. Right. There's just kind of shitty people everywhere. And I do think that there maybe are extenuating circumstances for animals.
Situations and stuff matter, but still.
Yeah,
you don't have to dump them off.
Right. Sorry. If you're going into the military, you know,
but again, shelters,
right?
Rescues. Mm-hmm.
Please. There's right now, because of all the people, it was really, really cool that so many people adopted dogs during COVID. But what's really, really not cool is that they're all rehoming them now or dumping them or doing whatever because they just don't have time, because now they have a job again or this or that or blah, blah, blah and stuff. You made a commitment for this. Me and Daryl actually one time almost got divorced over a dog that I made a commitment to because she was a pain in the ass. I'm gonna give him that and stuff. But I said that I would not give up on this dog, and obviously we worked it out because we are not divorced.
Thank God. Woo.
Woo. And stuff. But that's what it comes down to. Don't do this. Whether you believe it or not, I believe that these souls are the most innocent, loving. They'll love you no matter what. Just give them half as much love as they give you, and they'll be great forever. So please, 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 if you ever see that or know somebody who's done that, poke them in the eye with a stick. That is all.
It's not even. It's just pets in general. It doesn't matter what you take on. It's a pet in general. Whatever you take on, you've given it that commitment. I've got a turtle right now that's my heart's breaking because I don't know how to fix her. I've got her going to the vet, pumping money into her and everything. So, I mean, I've had this turtle for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And believe me, folks, this turtle, I wake up in the morning and I come downstairs. My wife's on the couch. I say hi to the turtle before I say hi to my wife. And she is, but seriously, it doesn't matter what kind of pet you have. You make the commitment to get one. You go through with it. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do it, there's other people that will. Do not just drop them off, because we live out in Reunion and Colorado, and there are people, there's dogs everywhere out here all the time. People drop dogs off. They drop cats off. You know, it's just, you know, don't, yeah, they look like, you know, you go to somebody's house, they got a cute pet, you think it's fun. Yeah, go visit their dog, pet, or whatever. Don't get one if you can't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Like your last week's Well of Wisdom, I don't know if it's laziness, neglect, or sadism, but it's so avoidable. It's avoidable cruelty, and those animals don't understand what you're doing. Yeah. They don't care about your justifications or your whatever. Like you said, shelters and rescues, and there's a million different places. That was heartbreaking, and I hate you. Everybody be good to your animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, or don't get one.
And I hate you.
Yeah.
Okay, my well of wisdom. Lisa, thank you for that. That was a good public service announcement. But like all public service announcements, it usually falls on deaf ears because the people that need to hear it aren't listening to cool stuff like this.
Right. No, because we have great people that listen to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But my will of wisdom is always true crime. And so my true crime rule number 22 is very long and very specific.
Okay.
So today I was reading about the craziest crimes of 2023.
Oh, wow.
There's some crazy crimes. And I never heard of this one. But I'm going to make this rule very specific. If you're going to go around murdering your spouse, keep your nose clean in other areas of your life. Don't be a big dumb dummy. And this is what I mean. There's a man named Brian Walsh. He's convicted. Well, he's on trial right now for killing his wife. And he probably killed his wife because he's a big dumb dick. And this is how we know that, because he is right now serving jail time for a years-long art fraud scheme. So, okay, it's just like, I want to really kill my wife. Maybe keep under the radar. Maybe don't enter into some years-long art fraud scheme? I don't know. But there's lots of people that have been caught doing dumb, avoidable things. Hey, Israel Keys, maybe keep up on your registration or whatever. Don't have a broken taillight or whatever your dipshit deal was if you're going to go around killing people. Cover your tracks and just don't kill people in general. That's always rule number one.
We'll go back
Rule number one, don't kill anybody.
Right.
And don't abandon your dogs. But hey, Brian Walsh, I don't know how this art fraud scheme worked out for you, but you're a dick for killing your wife.
It didn't work out well. He's in jail.
It didn't work out at all. It didn't
pan out in any way.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? It's like, I can paint pretty good. I'll figure it out. I don't like my wife. Divorce seems hard.
Yeah.
And hey, quit being lazy. Quit being dumb. And I hate you.
Shelly hates everyone today.
It's the mules, guys. We're drinking mules in a can.
We had mules today.
Yeah, we're drinking punching mules out of a can.
That was my well of wisdom.
Good job. Nice.
Thank you.
I better live by that.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, how's your art fraud scheme going, Lisa?
I'm not in jail yet.
You
now
are
am I.
Not.
Nope. It's like, I'm pretty good at painting stuff. How about the me or the Mona me?
The Mona me.
It would be funnier if I didn't.
Daryl? Your well of wisdom is music.
My well of wisdom is music, and I am This is a cool one. It's kind of a love story.
All right.
Okay.
I love you too.
Yes, yes. And I love your laugh, by the way. I do. It's right up there with, you know, yeah.
Right up there with. Okay.
Yeah, it's great. It's fine. Just keep it.
Just keep it.
It'll do.
It'll do.
Keep it to a minimum. No, guys, I love shells to death. So, today I am talking about the song Rebel Yell.
Oh.
By Billy Idol.
Yes.
Anybody have any idea what that song is about? Is it rebellious? Do you think the Rebel Yell is about anarchy? What do you think it's about?
In a minute, I think, yes, all the things you said. What is it? What yes. is it about?
I well, know, because I watched the same Billy thing
Idol,
as Daryl.
Billy Idol wrote it about one of his ex-girlfriends.
Okay.
And her name was Perry Lister.
Okay.
And he was about how great I thought she was, how much I loved her, and how much I love women and how great women are, and how important the power of a woman is, and a bit of a feminist anthem in a weird way.
Love that.
Very strong little message.
Great.
So, you know, I mean, and you know, it goes on to talk a little bit more, but he always thought people thought it was like he was being rebellious against something. He goes, no, what I'm trying to explain is women are bigger and better than people, you know, men, or, you know, they think that they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I thought that was
and
very...
And at that time, that was probably very revolutionary.
Well, think about it. Like back in the 80s, you know, everybody thought, you know, they just had, well, it still goes on today, but back then... You had your, you know, your big bimbo blondes or whatever. They right. did in their
that still goes on today.
Well, no, now they're, you know, but you know, in videos
I
and stuff.
I think that he's insinuating somehow that in history that women were underpaid bimbos.
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
objectified.
But yeah, it was just kind of cool, and it was kind of an old. What did he say? They didn't have this article, but we did watch that interview. And he goes, you know, just how much his appreciation of women are.
I thought that they also said something about it being a drink.
No.
A rebel yell?
A rebel yell. It was
That's a brass
drink.
Monkey.
Yes, back in the
punching mule.
Yes.
I thought that they said something about him and Mick Jagger.
No, him and Mick Jagger were drinking that night, but then they were talking.
Well, I got that all wrong now, didn't
no,
I?
No, because there was a bunch of groupies in the room and stuff, and he was kind of just didn't like the way that they were being treated.
Okay, well, yes.
They're not called groupies. They're empowered enthusiasts.
Yes.
And,
big blonde
and he goes,
exactly.
Give him a rebel yell, would you?
Yes.
Yes.
And right. he was super high and drunk, and he's like, hey, mate, I'm going to do a song, and it's about hoes before bros.
Yes.
More.
Meals before bews.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my God,
that's
that
a
was
great!
Great.
Wow.
I yeah. like it. I love Billy was, Idol, and he does not age.
I
don't
know. Yeah, he's what 70?
73, I think.
Shut
I don't know
your
why
stinky
I think
mouth.
That.
Let
I
me
think,
see.
Yeah, I'm
well,
sure.
Vince Neil's 63.
I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, okay. Your first concert.
Yeah.
You were 15.
Yep.
Let's assume.
Yeah. Now
let's
I'm
assume he
30.
Was 25.
Yeah.
How old is
so
Billy Idol?
He is
Lisa.
40.
Lisa's doing Neil
he's
math.
He's 68.
No, he's 73. It says that he's 60. Okay, 68.
But look at him.
I'll have some of
God
that.
God bless
yeah,
him.
I'll take two.
Yeah.
That bloat still looks great.
That's right.
Perfect.
Sorry, I tried to.
And he loves women. And he talks about them. And he says, rebel yell to you, mama.
I did not know that. That was great, Daryl.
Thank you. Not one of my best ones, but it was a good one.
I
just
kind
of was fresh.
Okay. I rank them every week. Every week it's better and better.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
I'm keeping a tally.
And Vince? Watch your skipping skills.
Yeah, Vince.
Okay.
So we are at the end of another show.
No.
I thank you guys all
no.
for listening. If you want to see extra superstitions that we had some that we talked about during the break,
mm-hmm.
Daryl had a really interesting one. So join our Patreon if you want to see that. We
goofiness.
Also, oh, totally goofiness. I don't know if we've talked about this yet, but we actually had decided that we were going to become a band. We are maybe putting down the podcasting thing and just going to sing because we've written some of our own music.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have put that out on Patreon as well. So if you guys want to see
our videos
of our songs.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's the first time we're a little bit green.
We'll get there.
And they're actually very well written. So listen to our Patreon so that you can see those or watch it. They're on
mm-hmm.
video and stuff. So thank you again, guys. And do all the things that we always say on every single episode. That is all.
what Lisa said, and also stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy. Oh no, must be the season.